It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
Folks, it's great to be back in the seat here on 77 WABC. Missed everyone. Special thank you to Greg Greenberg and the folks at the C-Suite Network who sat in for me the last couple of weeks. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business show with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you, New York. The ratings have come in once again. We were number 4. Yeah, that's pretty good. But, of course, that's a testament to the great guests we have week in and week out as we try to bring you, and we actually succeed at bringing you great business content. And, of course, this week is not going to be any different. We have a great guest coming up. Special shout-out to Kojo of Flatbush and Senator Simchefelder for their Sukkot extravaganza. A special thank you to the very kind shout-out that this radio show and that this program received. Thank you, and a special thank you to all those that came over to me over Yom Tov and gave me great feedback on the guests and on the content that we have week in and week out on this great radio show. And of course, as our listeners know, we cover such a wide variety of business content and ideas. And by the way, in case you missed any of the shows, the recent show I had with Menachem Lubinsky, great show. It's up on the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Also have to give a special thank you and a shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such a great and important support role for the show. Cirilli, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina. Thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And, of course, a special shout-out to the new column that appears in B-Tank. Check it out, the new column that covers a recent guest from this program. Without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Shifra Mendlovitz. I got it right, yeah?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Shifra is the president of Act 2 Interiors and has over 2 decades of experience in the interior design industry. Act 2 Interiors is a full-service design and build company who specializes in the design of healthcare facilities, commercial spaces, and residential buildings nationwide. And she actually studied in FIT, and as the listeners know by now, I also went to FIT. So yes, alma mater. Special shout out to FIT. Yep. I was also excited about doing tonight's show because I don't believe we ever covered this subject matter yet. And we've been on since mid-2015. So we've done actually over 150 shows. And some of the shows have had more than one guest. So we've had many, many fantastic C-level executives over the past 3 years. But this subject matter is something that's fascinating and something I did learn about a little bit at FIT myself, and I don't think we ever covered. So I'm actually really excited to have you here on the show. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
I have so much to cover. Where do I start? I always like starting with this question, just simply to, not just to get it out of the way, but because I want the listeners to realize that greatness isn't born overnight. Perhaps you could just share, what's your backstory to, what got you to where you are today?
My journey to the interior design field was really not a planned one.
Okay.
I always wanted to do something creative.
Okay.
I was creative from a very young age. But I didn't really choose interior design as a major. When I went to FIT,
right,
my subject that I wanted to study was textile design because I always drew and I painted and I figured it would be nice to do it on fabric. Well, I prepared a gorgeous portfolio, which I thought was good.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time, and when I went to register and presented it, was
right,
accepted.
Okay.
And when I looked at the schedule, it turned out that most of the workshops, because every class has a class and a workshop.
Right.
Most of the workshops are given over weekend, which meant
Shabbos,
Saturday and Shabbos.
Right, right.
So I took Yogi Berra's advice. When you have a fork in the road, take it. Thought, okay, interior design would be a nice option. So I registered to interior design, and I started that. I started studying that. I really had a field day in school. I was living my dream. The creativity that was going on there, and I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you were there.
Yeah, it's a very creative place.
The place was bursting with competitive creativity, and it was like, wow. So I kept on taking classes and taking classes.
Okay.
I never wanted it to end. I had two young children at home. I didn't think I was ready for full-time employment. So when I finished with interior design, I switched to fashion design. I took everything there was to learn.
Wow.
Millinery design.
You tailoring. Took AD, advertising
tailoring.
Design?
No, that I did not do. Tailoring
so
techniques.
Eighth, you were on the 8th Avenue side.
I was on the 8th Avenue side.
Yeah, I was on the 7th Avenue
building.
Side.
Yes. And then I was recruited right out of school to work for a children's wear company as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for that company for about 2 years.
Okay.
They wanted to dissolve the company.
Mm.
And I decided, why let it go to waste? I bought from them some of the assets and started on my own.
Okay.
I created a label called Sabrina that sold to major department stores, major chains, catalogs, specialty stores. It was a good 10 years of a lot of creativity.
Okay.
And then another fork in the road presented itself. Okay. My life kind of turned upside down when my late husband passed away. I couldn't travel anymore. I had a young child at home. And I had his business, which was Act2 Glass. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it meant so much to him. I couldn't let it go. So I took over that business, ran it for a number of years until my son was able to take over. And when he did, I went back to my first love, interior design.
Wow.
So here I am today.
So that brings us to Act2 Interiors.
Correct.
Full disclosure, Bottom Line Marketing Group had the honor of servicing Act2. We created the brand new site, which we happen to love. Mm-hmm. That's why we included it
in
our e-blast. Thank you. But even though I could talk about it, but who better to talk about it than yourself? Describe what Act2 provides for its clients.
Act2 is an interior design company that specializes in commercial spaces, healthcare facilities, and residential building, like large residential building that have common areas such as lobbies, corridors, that need refurbishing, redoing. And that's our concentration.
Got you. Now, I understand that you do design and build. Now, for those that are in familiar with this, they'll get it right away. For others, because I want to really impress upon the listeners the importance of this question that I'm about to ask. So design and build, meaning kind of the role of the architect and the role of the contractor, you know, overseeing the whole thing from start to finish. My question is, and this applies to so many people in so many industries, why is it so important from your vantage point and your life experience to handle a project from start to finish?
First of all, we're very passionate about our design. The reason we went into that direction of design and build is because sometimes we saw our designs being watered down, changed.
You're being very polite. You're not saying butchered or anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't say butchered, yeah. No. So we got more and more involved in overseeing the project. We learned a lot about construction, about who to hire and when, what to watch out for. And it came as a natural progression to just do the whole thing from beginning to end. It gives us ability to oversee the project. Our clients love it because they don't have to get involved with the contractors and overseeing and payments.
Right. A lot of maintenance there. A lot of maintenance.
Oh, yes. And they
and
are
responsibility.
Left.
And responsibility. Sure. If they're doing it on their own, they have to, you know.
And knowledge.
And knowledge.
Knowledge that comes from experience. Learning from your prior mistakes or just learning. Every project is a learning experience. Like, never ends. When you think you know it all, there is something that comes up that it's new. It's brand new.
So let's go back. Act2 has been around for 2 decades.
Yes.
In some of the early days, when perhaps you just did design and handed it off, perhaps there's a project that comes to mind that like that was like just a major frustration that like, you know, I designed something, I had something so clear, I sketched it out, it was so, and I just, you were like, you know, as they say, pulling your hair out, that like, does such a project come to mind?
I remember one very clearly because I remember that frustration. It was a residential building, mm-hmm. a beautiful building in Queens. We designed it. Everything came out so beautiful. Everything was so coordinated. We gave in our spec sheet. Everything was labeled. All the style numbers, everything was there. And for some reason, I was passing by, and I said to myself, let me go in and see what it looks like.
What, I mean, this is months later.
They're in the middle of construction. And I'm walking in, and somebody's laying a floor. And I'm looking at the floor, and I say, that's not what we chose. So I called the contractor. He says, well, that's what they shipped. We ordered something, and that's what they shipped. I said, did you check it with our specs to see that it's the same style right. number? People make mistakes.
Right.
No, I didn't. Or somebody, you know, we can walk in and there is a different wallpaper. Or different shades, two different shades of different dilats, we call it in our industry. Mm-hmm. They said, so I asked, I said, why is this so off? You're putting two wallpapers, one against right. the other, and one looks lighter than the other. I said, oh, they said that they have two dilats of the same paper. And I said, it's okay. But it really isn't.
Right.
And it always happens in an area that's very visible.
And everyone's going to notice
where
it.
Where the light is the strongest and everybody's going to... go on and on. We could take the entire interview to just talk about these things. So you see why we felt that we just needed to do it.
The importance, again, we're just stressing the importance that if someone's going to take a project on, see it through to the finish line. Even though, you know, the flip side is, are you a control freak? And perhaps the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm not, yes.
I'm not ashamed to say it.
Because you want it to come out the way you envisioned it. Exactly. My guest this evening is Shifra Mendelowitz. She is the president of Act to Interiors. You can check out their website by going to Act
to interiors,
but with
the number two.
Yes. act2interiors.com. Check it out. You could let me know if you like the site. we here at Bottom Line had the honor of servicing Shifra and building that site, and that's what you know.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the president of Act 2 Interiors, Shifra Mendelowitz. Shifra, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
Well, before the break, we were talking about the importance of seeing something through from start to finish. I would imagine also that your clients probably are not somewhat relieved, probably very relieved also to know that it's off their head. They don't have to be bothered by it. You're taking it from A to Z, and you're taking responsibility for the accuracy of the project.
Correct, correct. So and the main part is that they can continue working.
Right, they could focus on what they do best.
They do best, exactly. If anyone went through renovation in a working place, you know what it can do to a business.
I know. We built a building here.
Right.
So now there's so much discussed about the research of interior design, interior decorating. I know you could probably go on for hours on this subject. And soon, not even in this question, I want to get to the fact how it differs from industry to industry. But perhaps you could just shed some light on the psychology, which of course interprets into the importance of great interior ambiance and design.
So the word psychology is a big word in interior design. Mm-hmm. And whenever I interview potential employees, I always tell them, and especially those that are right out of school, that think that they're going to do pretty designs all day long, and I say, look, this work is 5% design, 95% of everything else, and a good part of it is psychology. It's all about psychology. You really, when you design, you have to be able to get into that person's being. Mm-hmm. You need to understand what they like. You need to know what talks to them. You need to understand what they don't like. When you design for businesses, you have to understand their business. You have to go through their whole process from beginning to end, so that you can design a place that's smooth and increases productivity. Mm-hmm. When you design for healthcare, gosh, there are so many studies on the effect of good interior design on healing, on the healing process. It was proven that it's 100% a factor in people getting better. So everything is design. Everything is psychology. When you do a residential building, mm-hmm. the feeling that people get, the residents get when their building looks good, is tremendous.
Does that increase value to a business, to a building owner, by having fantastic interior design?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. That's a
so
no-brainer.
So for the bottom line, it affects the bottom line.
It affects
it's
the bottom
just
line
feeling.
All the time. It affects the bottom. And our approach to design mm-hmm. is not just to make a pretty space. Mm-hmm. When we speak to our clients, we say, what is the purpose of this? What are you trying to achieve by this? Mm-hmm. So when we do residential buildings, if they have vacancies, we understand that they want to create more.
Right, right.
And
no vacancies.
Yeah. Right, no vacancies. If they want to increase the rent, they have to show right. something for it.
Right.
So we understand what the goal is. In healthcare design, they need to increase their senses. They want more patients to come in.
Right.
They want the staff to feel better
right.
about where they work. In an office space, productivity is the main thing and a main contributing factor. In the interior design is the main contributing factor in productivity in office and in businesses.
Is there any studies about, let's say, the importance of having sunlight inside?
Okay, so now you touched on a point that it's like my
the first
thing that I always say to anybody okay. If you don't have enough light, you have nothing.
Wow.
You can have the most beautiful design, but if the light is not sufficient, then you don't see it.
Wow.
The colors are muted, everything is muted, the mood, you could see people walking into a well-lit place and their eyes open up. And the same when they walk into something,
right,
you
dim
see people.
And dull and
you could see in the body wow. language. You could see the difference. If you
wow.
watch it, you could see it.
Wow!
So lighting for me is everything.
Wow! The importance yeah. of lighting. Now I've heard you mention. I believe even when we were working on the project on the website, and of course to find out more information about the fantastic work, even just go to it to see how beautiful the design. not just to design the from bottom line, but I mean the showcase of the beautiful work that Schiffer's company does. Act Two Interiors, and two is the number two. So Act Two, just the number two, interiors.com. Again, act2interiors.com. So I've heard you discuss how interior design involves all five senses, which is fascinating because, you know, people listening on the radio, it involves, you know,
hearing.
Basically hearing. It's right. One of the five senses. Yeah. Explain why that is and why it's so important that what you can accomplish through great interior design, because you're communicating and you're touching all five senses.
Correct, correct. So there are some people that are not impressed by what they see.
Okay.
They can walk into an office and it just doesn't, the visual part is not their strength. Now, if they walked into an office that had fresh coffee brewing, okay. Oh, that tickled a sense in
okay.
them. That gives them the good feeling. There are people who are very attuned to any sound. So if you can, if it allows, if the space allows mm-hmm. for some sort of music to mm-hmm. be piped in mm-hmm. in the space, that makes them feel good.
Okay.
The touch is also an important thing, because sometimes when you, let's say you sit on a sofa, and if you are colorblind or if shapes don't matter to you, but when you touch the fabric, it feels good. So the more you can involve the senses in design, the better the result could be, and the more different type of people you are tickling with the design. You arouse something in them that makes them feel good.
So let's go through it again. The five senses, of course. The
Did I
seeing,
cover all five?
The, right, the seeing, so the, yeah. There's the seeing, of course. There's the hearing, the music, the ambiance. There's, let's say, the sense of smell. So let's
right.
say a coffee brewing machine mm-hmm. or other types of scents. Mm-hmm. The feel.
Right. Touch.
Right, the touch and feel. And mm-hmm. what was the fifth? Let's see, did we get them all? Eye.
Hearing.
Hearing. Smelling. Touching. And, of course, the last one, taste.
Right.
How does taste have a role in interior design?
If you had, let's say you are a nursing home mm-hmm. operator, mm-hmm. and in your lobby you have fresh cinnamon buns, mm. of course, with the coffee,
right.
and some beautiful fruit.
Or juice machine.
Or a juice machine, or popcorn, anything that people like.
Once you say popcorn, you're going right back to smell.
I have a good example with popcorn.
Okay.
What the power of popcorn, I call
right.
it.
Okay.
So that also, it gives someone a good feeling. And interior design is not just about seeing something pretty. It is something, it is feeling good. And you need to engage all your senses to get this ultimate good feeling.
Maybe you could say that story about popcorn.
Oh, so popcorn. Yeah. In my office, I always make sure that we have popcorn and some other power bars and all kinds of...
Okay.
But the popcorn, like, comes 4 o'clock in the afternoon when everybody's kind of weak from the day and staring at the computer, and you see that their eyes are totally glossy and there's just not anything happening that's productive. I don't have to say a word. All I do is I go to the microwave and I pop in a popcorn. And if you look at people, immediately you see... Oh, popcorn. Oh, and everybody, it's like wakes people up. It's amazing. So, yeah. It works.
It's a special shout out. I had taken courses a couple of years back at Strategic Coach. And anyone, and thank you to Mark Bodner, JG, Jonathan Gassman, and the others, David Schild, that had introduced me to Strategic Coach. And I remember 3 o'clock, it's a full day training for mm-hmm. executives. And every single session at 3 o'clock, you can almost look, you smell the popcorn and they wheel it in.
Yeah.
And actually, I wasn't able to have it. It wasn't kosher. But even the smell of it
right.
and watching
right.
everyone go for it, it like, right. Just popped in that energy.
It gives you a new energy, right. And you see, I didn't even hear these people. This is something that
yeah.
that I learned on
yeah.
my own, because when I saw the reaction, I said,
yeah.
this is the best thing to wake up people.
Before we go to the break, I want to touch on something we came up a couple of minutes ago. How does design differ from industry to industry? Like you mentioned healthcare, but maybe you could shed some light on that.
It really is totally different from industry to industry. You have to understand every industry. You have to put yourself in the workplace, understand the process in order to design. So really, there isn't even similarities. When we say we specialize in these three segments, healthcare, office, and residential buildings, mm-hmm. each one is totally different. There's nothing that really overlaps from one to the other. Of course, the result has to be good.
Right. So maybe just in terms of sharing with the audience some practical suggestions, just from your experience. Let's say designing a corporate office. What would be some tips that are important to factor in when designing a corporate office?
Okay. So light would be my first thing. Lighting mm-hmm. is very important mm-hmm. in the workspace. The flow of work should be constant. In other words, no interruptions. If I want to go to the CEO's office to show him something, I need to be near him if I'm seeing him often.
Regularly, right.
Because you know how easily interrupted people are today.
Right.
All you have to do is like get a phone call and you forgot already why you're going there. So being in the right place, setting up the office in such a way that the people who need other people will be near each other. On the other hand, if your business is a creative, mm-hmm. Then you may want people to sit together in one pool because creativity is something that you collaborate a lot with, and people bounce off each other and feed off each other and are challenged by one another. Our office, for instance, is set as one large center desk and everybody sits around. And while I do have my own office, I am never there. I'm always sitting with the team.
Wow. My guest this evening is none other than Shifra Mendlowitz. She is the president of Act Two Interiors. You could find out more about their fantastic work by looking at the site that we at Bottom Line built for Act Two. Act2interiors.com. That's act2interiors.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologist. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit alitrahealth.com. That's ELITRA health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me here in tonight's edition. My guest this evening is Shifra Mendlowitz. She is the president of Act Act2 Interiors to find out more about their fantastic interior design work. Act2interiors.com. That's Act2interiors.com. And we're having a fascinating conversation about the importance of great interior design, not just from an artsy point of view, but from a bottom line point of view. It really can help drive your business. In fact, I'm just going to ask the question straight. We touched on it earlier. And by the way, if you just tuned in, no worries. The listeners know every single episode is up on MYBradio.com. This show as well will be up on MYBradio.com by Tuesday morning. So how can the physical design of a business really help drive the bottom line of the business? Is it really that? It could really have such a profound impact?
It's critical. Critical impact. Yes, yes. And we see it over and over again. I'll give you an example, say from residential buildings.
Yes.
We were called to design a lobby, corridors, gym in middle range building. Okay. Had quite a few vacancies.
Okay.
When we finished the design, other than that,
right,
unhappy tenants. The management company was warning us, these people are very unhappy. You'll have a lot of complaints. Be careful. Don't worry. Take it with a grain of salt. Unhappy tenants. When we finished the work there, mm-hmm, the super who, okay, you have to get the truth, the facts from the people on the ground.
That's right.
Right? So the super tells me, I am having the best time after you finished. Nobody's complaining. Wow. I have no calls. Everybody's happy. Of course, and then he tells me, people are ringing my bell every single day to ask for apartments. I don't have any.
And that was the same building that had vacancies.
Same building that had vacancies, same people, same building that we were warned about the tenants that they are trouble. Everything became okay and beautiful. And why is that? Because if people don't feel good about the surroundings, mm-hmm, they complain about anything and everything. As soon as they feel good,
everything is fine. You know, it's just so fascinating the way you discuss this, that the ROI is so critical for, let's say, a building owner. Let me ask you this question. A typical business, if the interior design is really creative and done right, does it even help in terms of employee productivity, retention, or is it only, let's say in healthcare where it helps for census?
Everyone wants to work in a good and a nice and a comfortable environment. People have to, but the productivity and this good feeling that, mm-hmm, you get when you work in a nicely done workplace is amazing. I'll give you another example. We were working in Westchester on a nursing home,
mm-hmm,
that was kind of in a remote area. It was very hard for them to get employees. And their reason in decorating it was not for employees, okay, but they wanted their census to be better, and that happened anyway.
Okay.
But what happened that was totally unexpected is one of the nurses said, I want to invite some of my friends to the grand opening. Can I do that? And they said, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
She invited some of her friends. They told other people what it looks like. All of a sudden, their employees' problem
they had
was
no problem
resolved. No problem. People called. They wanted to work there.
I mean, because just being inside the ambiance of that beautiful facility made it so attractive.
A nice environment. People want to be in a pleasant environment.
Now, you mentioned Westchester. You service... Now, Westchester, of course, is near, and it's within the listening range of WABC. That's that, of course. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is you service clients nationwide.
Correct.
How do you do that? And this is really more of a question. How you stay sane, managing projects coast to coast. How do you?
We really have to travel with our clients if they have facilities or developments or real estate in a different state. we have to do it. It is challenging because the distance, you can't be there on a moment's notice.
Right.
If there is a question, it's hard to to answer. But, you know, the technology today, with the Skyping and
Skype, FaceTime,
meeting space, all that, it can be done. It's doable.
Let me ask you like this, and I'm not asking you to share all your trade secrets, but just the listeners of Mind Your Business, keep the pressure. Remember, staying in the top 10 in Nielsen ratings is no easy feat. And part of the reason why we do that is because they know I ask my guests the tough questions in order to pick their brain for their great advice, and I appreciate your willingness to do that. What are some of the common design mistakes that you would say that take place in the workplace that actually hamper productivity?
There are common mistakes and there are not so common mistakes.
Okay.
First of all, when you approach a project, you really need to understand what the work is all about and how they process the work. So as I mentioned before, if you need constant contact with one of your supervisors, you want your office to be near that person.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you get distracted and the moment passes and you didn't ask that very crucial question and a mistake or a loss occurs. So that is in office workplace really, really important. The placement, the lighting, the ambiance, the good environment. In healthcare, also it's very crucial. First of all, you want your patients to feel comfortable. You want them to feel at home, not in a hospital, not in an institutional feeling. Many patients we found out don't want to leave their room because they're afraid they're not going to be able to get back. Every corridor looks the same. They don't know where they're going.
Mm.
So wayfinding is very important.
Can you explain that, wayfinding?
Sure. Let me give an example from a children's healthcare, not a healthcare, a clinic, a children's clinic that we designed.
Okay.
With many, many doors and many corridors, and it looked like a maze, very, very confusing. And I said to myself, if I were a child, and here I am putting myself in shoes of whoever it is that's using the space that I am designing. So if I was a child, I would get so confused. I wouldn't know where I'm going. So what we did, we created arrows from the reception desk in the floor that leads to the various doors. And each door had a colored stripe on it. And the receptionist would say to them, oh, follow the arrow to the blue room. Follow the arrow to the yellow room, to the green room. And, of course, the decor of the room matched the stripe on the door.
Right.
So it became so much easier and so much friendlier. In another children's facility, which is a therapy facility, we painted each door because also in a different color, and we put colored footsteps on the corridor. And then you say to the child, follow the yellow footsteps to the yellow door. It achieves two things. A, they know where they're going.
Right,
it's not strange. It's not scary. And the play therapy starts already in the corridor. They're skipping on the footsteps. They're trying to step from one to the other. It just loosens up the mood. And that helps. It helps in how people feel, especially children. You have to be very careful about their feelings and their fears.
What would you say... Or is there a very challenging project that you had, and what would be the lesson that you would say you would take away from that?
There is a special challenge when you deal with large residential buildings, because you deal with board of directors, which is a group of people who are, in most cases, very opinionated. They all know best. They're trying to prove to each other that each one of them knows best. And if anyone knows what, let's say if you designed your home, you had differences of opinion between you and your spouse sometimes, right?
Right.
And
right.
that takes a little bit of
Working through.
Working through. And here you have anywhere from 6 to 12 people that have to agree on one design.
Right away, I'm listening. That's impossible.
It is challenging.
It's challenging.
It is challenging. And it took a while for me to, again, the psychology of how do you work with so many people, make them all your friends, allow them to express their opinion, validate each one of their opinions, and yet come to one conclusion.
Wow. Talk about psychology.
That's a little tricky, yes.
My guest this evening is Shifra Mendelowitz. She is the president of Act2 Interiors. They do interior design, and they develop, design, and build for a wide range of industries. Perhaps, again, you could share just some of the industries, healthcare, residential, corporate design.
Correct. Therapy rooms.
Therapy.
Urgent
care. So doctor's offices.
Doctor's offices, yes.
All that, and you could check out their great work on the website that we were so proud to build here at Bottom Line. We just built it for them, act2interiors.com. That's act2interiors.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. In case you're just tuning in now, you've missed a lot of fantastic content. We're talking with the president of Act2 Interiors, Shifra Mendelowitz. We're talking about the importance of excellent interior design, ambiance. Whether, you know, a lot of people understand that it's important for hospitals, it's important for nursing homes. Shifra mentioned how it actually it helps with census. Of course, census is the term to fill beds in the healthcare industry. So it affects the bottom line. It also affects employee retention. She even gave an example of attracting talent within a company. And in case you're just tuning in, no worries. You could pick it up by going to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. That is the website that is the complete resource for all the guests that we've had since mid-2015. Yes, that's over 150 unique shows that have aired on this great radio show and station. Special thanks to 77 WABC. And, you know, we have a couple minutes left, so I want to get back to some of the important questions I have, and I want to pick Shifra's brain because she has so much talent and experience in this area. Again, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Sure.
You've been doing this for over two decades. How has the field changed, or has it? You know, today there's Gen X, Gen Z, there's different terms. Has it remained the same? Has it changed? What's your experience?
We only have a few minutes.
We don't have 20 years.
It is the business changed tremendously from the time I went to school to today. It is really a great time to be in this business because everything is so accessible. And everything is so much easier to achieve and to maintain. You don't have to do huge research to find just the right item. It is so easy today. I don't have to tell you about all the tools that are accessible today for people to research. As far as the actual work, the rendering, and I remember, I'm dating myself, but we did it by hand.
Right.
We did color rendering by
with
hand.
Those today Prismacolors and those AD markers.
Today you have every type of crayons. Mm, we had watercolor rendering, and we had pastels rendering, and then we had ink rendering. Today it's no one does it.
Right.
Everything is done on computer, the many 3D, programs, the 3D. And it's so much easier to present a design because you see it in a 3D rendering that is photo quality.
Yeah.
You sometimes don't know if you're looking at a rendering or you're looking at a real photo. So it is so much easier today. And just the speed of things. You can get samples overnight. We have a huge library in our own office of any sample. If we never left our office, we could work for a year without having to go anywhere just because we are so well stocked with every new sample. And also the new stuff, they send you an email. We have a new line. Before we had to wait for the salesman to come. I get emails every day. I tell my secretary, here, something new. Let's order a sample. And this happens every single day.
Has there been any changes that you could discuss about the physical appearance within a company, meaning the interior design from within? Not just on your end in terms of efficiency, in terms of the build, in terms of the creativity, but in terms of the execution. Are there any differences? Like, are interior spaces designed differently today than they were 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, for sure. We count on it. We count on things changing much more rapidly than that because that's what keeps us in business. This is an industry that is constantly changing.
So now the question is, how do you and your team stay on your toes, keep yourselves informed? How do you stay up to date on the latest trends?
On your toes the whole time.
Got you.
Literally. and my team is so great. Like, I sometimes would forget that maybe we use something. It looks familiar, an item, and I would say, oh, no, we just used it. I said, when? A week ago. So that's it. It's obsolete. We're not touching it anymore.
Now, we touched on this question earlier, but I still would like to come back to it now in a slightly different way. What are some of the common interior design mistakes that you've seen over the years?
So a major mistake is when people in this industry follow trends to a T. So if a certain color is in style, you walk into a space and it's all that color. And every other room and every other space is all that color. We have been through a gray trend now, and it is sad to see how much gray is used. And gray is not a happy color.
Right.
It's okay to use something that's trendy, but balance it with something that is happy. So people use trends without versatility. That's a huge mistake. Another mistake is, and that has nothing to do with design, but it is related to design, is people going to projects without a budget. And you start something and you have no idea what the owner's budget is, you're going to run into trouble. You're going to be halfway there and you used his money, and how are we going to finish? So
it's a great point. I mean that a creative firm has to be aware of the, I call it the runway space. What's that budget in place, and then you'll work with them in terms of maximizing their availability. But if you don't know what that is, then you could wind up burning through it, and you're done.
Exactly right.
I'm going to ask a question now. That's an interesting question. The last time I think I asked it was in one of the heads of a creative agency that I interviewed a couple of months ago. And that is, I love asking this question also because of the space that we're in. What happens when you're presenting something to a client and you know it's a fantastic, you know, presentation, and you know that your head is wired and it's so that you're envisioning the outcome and you know it's going to be amazing, but the client is pushing back, and I'll say it straight, they're being unreasonable, like they're just like, this is not creative, and you know it is. How do you navigate that?
So the best thing is not to tell them they're wrong.
Okay.
If this is their opinion, it comes from somewhere. So you have to understand that maybe they know something, or maybe their taste level is not exactly what yours is, and maybe you didn't, even with all the understanding that you try to have before you start a project, sometimes you're not on the same page. So the first thing is to really have a discussion about what exactly in the total picture is bothering them or they don't like, and suggest changes. And the interesting part is when you go through this process with a client, 9 out of 10 times, we come back to the original design.
Wow, fascinating.
And they agree with you that this is the best way.
But you have to get
9 out of 10. But you have to go through the process. And what we also like to do, which helps in that, is to give choices. Give at least 2 or 3 choices.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Because people like to feel that they are in control of what they are doing.
Right.
And they are choosing it. They don't see the process. They don't see that we looked at 15 different items before we came up with the perfect one that we feel will fit like a piece in the puzzle. But when you give them choices, it helps them make a decision.
I know we touched on this earlier, but I just want to quickly come back to it. Act 2 Interiors, and of course you can go visit their website, act2interiors.com. That's act and the number 2 interiors.com. You specialize in design and build. And we talked about it, that you oversee the project from start through completion, and all the advantages that affords a client, the fact that it's maintenance-free to them, and that you ensure that what you envisioned on the outset and what you presented actually happens and is executed. So I guess a question is, I imagine coast-to-coast that could be a little challenging, or...
It is really difficult to do it long distance. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned that we give the option to the client. They can hire us for design only. They can hire us for design and build. Many people have a relationship with a contractor or a builder that they want to maintain. We really don't have an issue with that. We work with whoever they have in place. So when it comes to long distance, we try very hard to suggest that they hire local people.
Right.
And we will travel from time to time to oversee the project and communicate with the workers in the field through all the technical ways that are available to us today. And that is many times good enough.
Shifra, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. Any final takeaways for the listeners of the show?
So I hope that I was able to convey to
you certainly did.
to your listeners
you.
The
Thank
importance
you. Yeah.
of well-designed spaces, how it helps in the workplace, how it helps the healing process, how it helps the bottom line, which is your famous line.
Right, thank you.
And how it improves people's lives where they live, where they work, and where they heal. And we feel fortunate that we can have such an impact in people's life. We really feel that we better and we improve the way people feel about themselves, about their productivity and work, and about their healing, which is a huge, huge thing. So we feel lucky.
Shifra, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Well, as we bring this edition to a close, I just want to remind the listeners you could find out more information by going to act2interiors.com. That's Schiffer's company, act2interiors.com. If you're impressed with the website, yes, we at Bottom Line built the website, and we're very proud of it. Thank you. Well, we're out of time. Stay tuned for, stay tuned. Stay tuned for great programming here on 77 WABC, and tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.